There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And Danica has been sharing with us 10 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015. And you're on about to hit, I believe, number 8. So if you could just go back and recap what you've covered so far, and then we'll finish with these 10 Bitcoin resolutions.
Sure, absolutely. And number 8 was one that we had just barely left on with the conference, so we're just about covered with that. But the first reason is, remember why you got into Bitcoin in the first place.
Okay.
Number 2, don't measure Bitcoin by its price. Number 3, try not to get caught up in the media hype, good or bad. Number 4, keep doing your best work for the industry. Number 5, learn more about how Bitcoin works. Number 6, perfect your elevator pitch. Number 7, convince others to get involved. And number 8, the one that we left off on, which Derek J. summarized pretty well, attend at least one Bitcoin conference or meetup.
For the listeners just joining us this hour, there will be a Bitcoin conference in Austin, Texas, coming up in March. Free Talk Live will be there. It's the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to learn more about that. And if you do buy a ticket, use the coupon code FTL.
Yeah, so meetups are a great way to share ideas with fellow entrepreneurs, if you happen to be one, if you're looking to get a business idea, or if you're looking for co-founders, that's a great way to do it. So definitely attend at least one if you can. Number 9, make an effort to spend Bitcoin whenever possible. I think this is probably the most important one. With daily transaction volume at or near its peak, spending Bitcoin whenever possible will only help expand its economy, and paying with Bitcoin helps reassure and support merchants who support the industry.
Yeah, I always ask, when I'm paying for something, can I pay in Bitcoin? Usually I get a blank stare. But
yeah.
more and more, some people are saying, oh, yeah, no, we don't accept that. Or, yes, we do. We do accept Bitcoin.
Oh, sure. Let me get you my QR code.
So what's the most recent thing, Derek, that you have purchased with Bitcoin? Because I know that you use Bitcoin a lot.
I do. And I did a lot of Christmas shopping in Bitcoin. So I would say some of the Christmas presents that I purchased in Bitcoin. A USB chargeable record player.
Ooh.
It was a really cool item. And you can even rip your old vinyls onto MP3, plug it into your computer, and not only listen and enjoy records, but also convert them into a digital medium.
Danica, you purchased anything with Bitcoin recently?
Yes. The last thing that I purchased with Bitcoin were two. There's a thrift store here in Keene, New Hampshire that accepts Bitcoin. James Cleveland actually runs it.
And James was on with us last Friday.
Yes. And it was these two cute little salt and pepper shakers, and when you put the two of them together, it looks like that they're hugging. Like, it's just these two little stick figures hugging, and it was too adorable. I couldn't resist. I purchased it with $2 worth of Bitcoin.
Cute.
Yeah,
and I purchased a sword from the thrift store recently with Bitcoin. And the most recent Bitcoin purchase that I made,
was it the Japanese sword? Please don't know it was the Japanese sword.
You know, it
was not a Japanese sword.
Oh, okay.
You bring up a point, Danica, probably without even meaning to, that your item was $2. And most businesses won't accept a credit card charge of $2.
Sure, yeah. Cards. With rising purchases, many times they'll say your limit must be $5,
minimum
$10.
$5.
Yeah.
Right, but for a thrift store or a mom-and-pop shop, Bitcoin is a great option because there are virtually no transaction costs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And mom-and-pop stores get hit with the most with those fees because they're trying to keep their costs low. So the last one of this resolution list is go outside your comfort zone. However it happens, we should all embrace change, especially considering the amount of change that Bitcoin could bring. Whether you've always dreamed of leaving your job to get involved with Bitcoin full-time, or you've been hoping to connect with a VC or startup company.
What's a VC?
Oh, I don't know. I was just about to ask.
Venture capitalist.
Venture capitalist. Thank
okay.
you.
You mean vulture capitalist?
Vulture. All right. So make smart and well-informed decisions about almost about everything you do, but still take calculated risks if you feel it's worth it, and go forth with your best foot forward. And there you have it, the 10 Bitcoin resolutions of 2015.
So how many of these are you going to wind up doing?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I'd like to, because Austin is cool, and it would be neat to go there and see if maybe we can start spreading Bitcoin in Austin. But, you know, I definitely want to talk more about Bitcoin. I've been, you know, telling my family about it because my family is, you know, starting to realize the cryptocurrency, so I would like to be able to talk about it more. And I definitely want to make more of an effort to spend it wherever I can. There's this awesome website called Gift, which is GYFT.com.
Yeah, I've used Gift. Mm-hmm. I most recently used purse.io. It's a good bit slower because you have to post the items that you want mm-hmm. to purchase from Amazon, and then somebody has to say, I'm willing to buy that. And then they wind up buying it for you, and then when the product arrives, you put the product has arrived, and then
the Bitcoin goes
from escrow to the person that bought it. So it's a good bit slower than just buying, you know, the gift card and then using the gift card on Amazon, but you save a good bit more. So, you know, if time is not of the essence for you, then, you know, it's something to look into as far as, you know, a way to indirectly use Bitcoin to make a purchase.
Cool. The neat thing about Gift is that if you use Bitcoin, you get, I think you, if you use other currencies, you can get this too, but you get points. And,
right.
you know, every certain points, you can put those towards another gift card.
Yeah, you get the most points
for using Bitcoin.
You get most points.
About 3% back.
Yeah, that's right. That's more of that. And what's neat is that the application on your smartphone, you can use it to store all the other gift cards that you get. So let's say you get like 10 gift cards from family members because they don't know what to get you. Put them all in your gift app. That way you don't have to go rummaging through your bag to find them. They're all stored on your phone. So the gift app is awesome, you know, not even just for purchasing things with Bitcoin, but for storing gift cards.
Oh, yeah. There was something that I had bought recently from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the gift card on my phone and scanned the phone at checkout.
Yep.
And done.
Super easy. Yeah, it's great. So, you know, people don't understand how they can use it. Just go to Gift. Gift is great.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, not everybody's going to wind up being able to go to an actual Bitcoin conference,
mm-hmm.
but something that is very similar to a Bitcoin conference in a lot of ways is Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Liberty Forum's coming up, too.
And Liberty Forum, to a lesser extent. But at Porkfest, there are, you know, dozens of people selling food, and they're taking Bitcoin. There's, you know, some entrepreneur guy set up a wireless internet thing, and he was taking Bitcoin so that you could have 4G internet in the middle of the mountains. Somebody else had a Bitcoin-only Wi-Fi set up just for Bitcoin transactions.
You could get pancakes with Bitcoin. You can get ice with Bitcoin.
Not just pancakes.
Bacon
pancakes. And those are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so virtually every vendor there takes Bitcoin. I think the one before that, which was my first one, probably about half the vendors took Bitcoin or tried to but had some trouble. This most recent one that I went to, all of the vendors were, except for that one, which was brought in by Rogers, but virtually everyone was taking Bitcoin.
And Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com was one of the key speakers at Porkfest last year. And you may recall that Overstock made major headlines for being the largest company at the time to take Bitcoin. And they're going all in, from what I hear, where they're trying to convince a lot of their suppliers to accept Bitcoin.
I believe their sales were the highest the year that they started accepting Bitcoin, too.
Yeah, because there were a bunch of people that bought from Overstock, me being one, that had never purchased from Overstock before. And the only reason I bought from them is because I could use Bitcoin.
It's not just people who are using Bitcoin. Robots are using it now, too.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, there's robot criminals. I want to hear more about that when we come back on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Recognizing that the Constitution could have flaws or need changing, our founders created a procedure for amending it. While it's difficult, amendments must pass by two-thirds of both houses of Congress and then three-quarters of the states, the Constitution has been amended 27 times. Some have argued it's too hard to amend and that courts should instead reinterpret its provisions. But the framers wanted it to be hard. They wanted to prevent hasty and unwise changes and hoped Americans would respect the stability the Constitution creates. Allowing courts to reinterpret the Constitution to match political impulses would allow an elite group of judges to alter our supreme law without public discussion. Our founders created the amendment system to ensure that constitutional changes would be the product of careful and public deliberation. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've talked about the 10 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015. We also talked about why clickbait is horrible and why it should die a painful death. And we had a caller call in earlier with a fairly interesting idea. And I have to kind of agree that his idea definitely would save money. He had a resolution for Congress that Congress no longer travel to Washington, D.C. to save money. Instead, they should stay at home and then teleconference into Washington, D.C. And he said that that would wind up, you know, allowing them to actually speak to their constituents. So I don't think that that would actually happen. But if you have thoughts on any of those topics or anything else, your call is welcome, 855-450-FREE. And Derek J., you are going to tell us about criminal robots that nobody knows how to stop?
That's right. Headline, robots are starting to break the law, and nobody knows what to do about it, from Fusion.net. Daniel Rivero writes, maybe it's a sign that robots are growing up and thus hitting the rebellious stage. The random darknet shopper, an automated online shopping bot with a budget of $100 a week in Bitcoin, is programmed to do a very specific task. Go to one particular marketplace on the deep web and make one random purchase a week with the provided allowance.
Random purchase. So they could wind up buying ebooks.
Sure.
Of erotica. They could wind up buying ebooks that aren't erotica. They could, you know, buy a lot. There's a lot of legal things that are being sold on these dark web websites.
Sure. Most of them are not, however. The purchases have all been compiled for an art show in Zurich, Switzerland, titled The Darknet. From Memes to Onionland, which runs through January 11th. The concept would be all gravy if not for one thing. The programmers came home one day to find a shipment of 10 ecstasy pills.
Okay.
Followed by an apparently very legit falsified Hungarian passport. Developments which have left some observers of the bot's blog a little uneasy. If this bot was shipping to the U.S., asks Forbes contributor and University of Washington law professor contributor Ryan Kalo, who would be legally responsible for purchasing the goods? The coders or the bot itself?
How do you hold a robot liable, criminally liable?
So I want to make a distinction here because the author of the article is being a little imprecise with his language. It's not a robot. It's not a physical object that's doing anything. It is a bot. He uses the terms a little bit interchangeably, but a bot is like a word for a term for a program that goes out and accomplishes a task, but it doesn't exist in space.
Okay.
So this is a bot.
It's a computer program.
Minus drone.
And I think, you know, just from my first reading of this, it's pretty clear that whoever writes the code for a bot and then sets that in action is the one who would be responsible for it.
Yes.
But let's just continue along with the article. He continues, in the U.S., Kalo ponders, criminal law is statutory, meaning that the wording of the law itself would have to be taken into consideration.
Certainly.
It's not just as simple as like, oh, well, we see that logically the people are responsible. You get mired in all of these laws. So he says, if, for instance, the law says a person may not knowingly purchase pirated merchandise or drugs, there's an argument that the artists did not violate that law.
Right.
Whereas if the law says the person may not engage in this behavior recklessly, then the artists may be well found guilty, since they released the bot into an environment where they could be substantially certain an unlawful outcome would occur.
Right. And that's certainly in some ways reckless to create this program that says, do a random thing, and then the program does a random thing, and, well, it winds up that there's a law that says you can't do that. Well, we didn't know that he was going to do that, yeah, but you knew he was going to do something random, and the possibility that the random act act is illegal, you know, because there are so many laws. You know, if I just decided to, you know, walk down the street, then there are probably several laws that I violated just by walking down the street. Like, you know, I didn't leave enough distance between me and the road or whatever.
You went out past curfew.
I don't have a curfew.
Catch this. The coders, whose names I just can't pronounce, they're Swiss, say that they are assuming full responsibility for the bot's actions and for the illegal contraband, even though this gallery is ironically located next door to a police station.
Interesting.
Wow.
We are the legal owner of the drugs. We are responsible for everything the bot does as we executed the code. One of the coders told The Guardian. But our lawyer and the Swiss Constitution says art in the public interest is allowed to be free.
Interesting.
I think this is awesome. And
so
I want to see more bots making straw purchases. You know, like, hey, I think I'd like some cannabis. Here you go, bot. Go find me some on the dark web. And here's some money. And don't tell me how you acquired it. You know, like, just make it land on my doorstep. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would, but then if you program the bot to only purchase cannabis, then it can be argued that you knowingly...
Right. So, I suppose I would have to do a careful reading of the laws, and this is all, you know, speculation anyway.
Right.
But this is going to happen. I mean, it already is happening. There are coders who have produced a bot that is acquiring illegal substances and having them delivered. So what is the world to do about this? Is this even a problem?
Right. And what's interesting is in Switzerland, this isn't a problem.
Right.
But in the United States, depending on where you live in the United States, it's either a minor problem, not a problem if you live in Colorado, Washington, Alaska.
Right, there are some places where...
Or, you know, it's going to be a very big problem and you're going to go away into a jail for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, but I would think it would be hard to prove who executed code. Can, you know, you hit the run button... That your fingerprint isn't associated with that.
Right. But, you know, because, like you said, the wording of the statutes varies from knowingly to you shall not engage, and then it lands on your doorstep, you pick up the package, you are now in possession.
Oh, see, that's very bad, because then this could be like the equivalent of swatting. You could send drugs to your neighbor's house and then be like, oh, look, they got that package, run over and grab it. But then you have no danger or responsibility in that. This could be very bad.
We should just get
rid of those drug laws.
That would make sense. Is there more to this article?
No.
Okay, so we will talk about why buying local is bad economics when we come back on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Skype. So if you have the Skype, you can Skype in username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first, and that will get approved as soon as I wind up getting a chance after you send it, and then you can call in after that has been approved. We do have a call on the line. Keith, we'll get to you in just a second. But first, I need to make sure that I tell you about freedomsphoenix.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up to the minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com, freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Keith calling in from Montrose, Colorado, listening online to LRN.fm. And Keith, you want to talk about communicating with Congress. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. I've tried many times.
Do less of it?
Well, I'm not going to say I'll ever call them, email, write, or actually visit a congressman's office again. My experiences have been such that, in disregard to the partisan politics, I have not found a congressman that is willing to listen to the majority of his constituents. You know, they get elected to office, and they have their agenda before they even start. So what happens then? I mean, calling, emailing, like the gun case here in Colorado, 2/3 of their constituents called in and said, don't do this. You don't need to do this. You know, there are some things that we could change, but this is not one of them. They didn't listen. 3 of the state senators were recalled that year, but they still didn't listen. They still kept going through the same policies, the same tyrannical type of government that we've seen in the past. And yeah, I don't know if there's a way to change it. They just, you know, write, call, email, knock on doors. I don't really think you're going to get much done. Yeah, they have arrived.
Why do you think that is?
Well, like I said, they had their agendas in the first place. They say, okay, well, I want to get this done, irregardless of what my constituents say. You know, it's like they will tender for your vote one day, and as soon as they're elected, well, your vote doesn't really count anymore. We're already elected, so let's just keep doing what we're going to do. And then 6 months before the election cycle, I really tried to help you guys out. Look what I did. Here, I can tout this one nonprofit program, or I can tout that, oh, I helped save whatever corporation one time in one event when they did 50 or 100 other things that trampled on our liberty.
Yeah.
Like I said, they have their own ideas. They have their own agendas. They have their own lobbyists. And I guess the question is, how do we, as a people, as a nation, as free sovereign citizens, not I shouldn't say sovereign citizens, but as free people, how do we turn this around? You know, is it going to be by the ballot? Is it going to be by an exodus of thought process? How do we stop it? And I don't think calling and writing letters is the answer. We've been doing that for, 200 years now? And
anytime that you write a letter, you get a generic response back with maybe an autographed picture.
Are you calling from New Hampshire?
No.
No, he's calling from Colorado.
I was in New Hampshire.
Yeah, because that's something that I see as a solution, Keith. You know, I ignore politicians. It used to be that I followed the news like a junkie and was always concerned about what X or Y or Z politician was doing to diminish my freedom. But then I decided I can't focus on them and all the evil they're doing. I got to focus on me and increasing my freedom. And I would suggest you do the same by either moving to New Hampshire or growing your own food. Just become more independent in your own way.
We've actually talked about moving to New Hampshire, but the majority of our family is in Colorado, and we're actually cutting ties with a lot of our family members because it's just not the same thought process. And we're actually raising rabbits, quail, growing our own food. We've got 4 acres.
Wow.
And turning it into
awesome.
An orchard,
that's
permaculture
fantastic.
Style.
Wow.
Off-grid shop, that's our business, battery backup system, solar heat. Yeah, we're 100% on the self-sustainability and self-sufficiency bandwagon.
Well, that sounds great, man. There've got to be people in your community who could benefit from that you could connect with. You know, I'm sorry that things aren't working out with you and your fam, but it sounds like you're really building a foundation there, so moving to New Hampshire might not be within the realm of possibility for you.
Well, we found Welcome Home Montrose down here. They help veterans, and so this next year, and I'm a disabled veteran, a combat veteran, and this year we're actually growing turkeys specifically for homeless, disabled, and disadvantaged veterans.
Isn't that nice?
To give to them. So, you know, I mean, we can do great things. I just, the long-term big picture, even, you know, no matter what state we're in, the federal oversight kind of scares me, you know.
Why?
Well, because it's not necessarily that I think that they're going to come take my guns. I'm more concerned that they're going to keep passing laws like I cannot sell a chicken to my neighbor.
Right.
Because I didn't process it in a USDA-inspected facility. I can't sell my quail eggs to restaurants. I can't sell my quail to restaurants, you know.
Are you familiar with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund?
I'm not really familiar with them. And Jill
Fountain,
and I'm a huge fan, you know.
I mean, that's the solution. Independent people coming together, solving these problems. When one farmer gets attacked, there are farmers and lawyers from all over the country who say, no, you won't. You won't tell this farmer he's going to jail for selling a chicken or for selling raw milk to his neighbors. You know, and so I am encouraged by people like you who are living independently, growing, raising these turkeys, raising food for your community. I mean, you're the solution. You're asking us.
You're already doing the example.
So,
well,
Keith,
this goofy little YouTube show. But, you know, and the thing is when I started doing that show, I had more and more and more people come to me and say, hey, we're trying to do this. Where do we start? You know, the first thing I tell them is just, stay calm. Just stay calm. I know it's first and foremost pain in the keister, but stay calm. Take it day by day. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You know,
great advice.
Remember to keep your head.
What's your YouTube channel?
It's Ray's Corner. It's a channel. It's called SG Prepared. It's a goofy little thing. I go on there. I'm not going to say they're violent rants, but they're, you know, combat veteran army style rants. But yeah, and so I just tell people, I say, look, think for yourself. Just think for yourself. Just, okay, look at one side, look at the other, look at the other side again. And then realize there's probably 50 sides to whatever problem or solution that you seek than just the two that we're told about. Irregardless of politics. I'm a political agnostic at this point. But, you know, we've lost that Americanness to us. When I watched the movie Fury yesterday, I realized that, you know, stories like this, they're commonplace in the military.
I don't know what the story is.
Long story short, very few Americans take on very many enemy soldiers. And you can find those stories from Vietnam to World War II to World War I to the current war. And it's, you know, we talk about tactics and weapons. But the thing is the tankers were outgunned in World War II. And, you know, and in Vietnam, you'd have 300 to a battalion firing almost the same weapon with smaller caliber versus 2,000 of the enemy troops. And they still held on. You see guys that were shot 9 times that still took their battle buddy to the chopper. I don't think it's... I think we need to bring that essence of who we are back. Kind of like when the first war between the French and the Indians versus British and American troops, we first saw that disconnect between us and the British. We said, wait a minute, we're our own culture. We're totally different from you. And that kind of birth of the American mindset, I think, is what we're lacking today. We're so worried about everything
Keith,
else.
It seems to me that you're saying that, like, the American culture is all about war. Now, am
no,
I completely
no,
mishearing
just,
what you're saying? Because you talk about World War II,
no,
Vietnam.
He's talking about courage. He's talking about facing an enemy that's greater than yourself.
Because in America, since we started this country, and since we even started the mindset of being Americans in general, we've had to fight for everything we had, not just another country, but for the elements through the, you know, cutting down, not saying cutting down trees is a good thing, but we had to fight cougars, we had to fight buffalo, we had to fight the weather, you know, we had to fight everything, tooth and nail.
Keith, thanks for the call.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was. Nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And I have a story about why buy local is really bad economics.
Okay.
And I'm sure that this will rustle some jimmies a little bit.
It's
going
to make people upset.
See, certainly.
Actually, in my experience, the buy local thing, it isn't about an economic argument, right? It's about helping out your friends and neighbors. You want to support your community.
Well, there are some people that do make an economic argument out of buy local.
So let's hear it.
So, the story from RealClearMarkets.com, Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign is the latest effort by a multinational company to de-emphasize their global reach. By replacing the logo on its cans with colloquialisms and common names in markets it serves, one of the world's most recognizable brands is hoping to look and feel a bit more local. Coke's marketing strategy is just one example of companies responding to growing public sentiment that buying local is synonymous with doing good. And somehow I hit something on my computer and the article went completely away. So give
so
me
what's the
just
point?
A second here.
People think that they're doing something good because they see mom and pop shops and they're like, if I pay $20 for this trinket that costs $5 down the street at the big box store, well, I'm putting more money into mom and pop's pocket. So I'm doing a good thing.
Therefore, good for the economy is what a lot of people think.
Sure, yeah.
So the article here continues. It says, indeed, more than 150 groups representing more than 30,000 U.S. businesses are promoting buy local campaigns with slogans like, don't buy from strangers, buy from neighbors. Of course, suspicion of foreign goods is nothing new. Phrases like made in China have long been associated with poor quality. But when did shunning foreign-made products become a matter of conscience? The truth is, the growth of international trade over the past 30 years has sparked a revolution in living standards for hundreds of millions of people around the world. Stigmatizing global trade threatens to undo hard-won gains. History and research show that as trade increases, poverty decreases, and China is a prime example. Since 1978, when the country opened to foreign investment, China has grown to become the world's largest trader, measured by total imports and exports. The results have been striking. In 2012 alone, average factory wages in China rose 14%. In manufacturing specifically, worker wages have increased by 71% since 2008. Over the last 30 years, Chinese families living in extreme poverty dropped from 84% to under 10%.
Whoa.
That I did not know.
That's a huge drop in poverty.
Huge.
Yes. So to put that in perspective, 680 million Chinese, that's over twice the entire population of the United States, are no longer living on the edge of catastrophe and dying from preventable problems like diarrhea and malnutrition.
Wow, thank goodness.
And China is just one example. A study by Yale University and the Brookings Institute finds that in just 30 years, from 1981 to 2011, the world's population living below the extreme poverty line plummeted from 52% down to 15%. The study credits the rise of globalization and free markets as primary drivers of the decline in poverty, noting that countries that have displayed the greatest success have been most engaged with the global economy. The stress many Americans feel about buying products made abroad is rooted in bad economics, and we're not the first generation to make this mistake. Prior to the late 18th century, most Western economies believed that one country's economic gains had to be another's loss. Trade was not viewed as mutually beneficial to the seller and the buyer, though they gained economic power by encouraging exports and discouraging imports.
Why was that? Is that because, like, Adam Smith and, like, modern economics hadn't yet been invented? They were too early to figure that out, that one country's gain doesn't have to be another country's loss?
I don't know exactly why they thought that, but it probably comes from, you know,
because a lot of life is a zero-sum game.
If one person wins, yeah, somebody else loses.
Yeah, but in economics, there actually can be a win-win.
Right.
Where both people are enriched by trade.
Right. So the article here continues. It says, today, champions of the buy local movement often follow the same faulty economic reasonings. Nobody wins unless somebody loses, and I'd rather have the person who looks like me, lives near me, and talks like me win, so I'm going to buy from him. What's sad about this line of thinking isn't just that it draws arbitrary moral distinctions between humans based on physical traits and locations, but it undermines the openness to trade and commercial interactions that has made so many people better off. Complaints that overseas workers are stealing jobs are short-sighted and unfair. Why is someone less deserving of work simply because he's willing to do it for $2 an hour instead of $20? Why does it matter?
Because some people would say, well, he's hurting mom and pop store. You know, by undercutting them, he's driving them out of business and encouraging people not to send their money to mom and pop. We want mom and pop to get the money. We want to support the community.
Right. So maybe mom and pop should create a product that could actually compete.
Well, that just sounds
maybe harsh. Mom and pop should create
just
a service that people
capitalist
actually want.
Yeah, okay. You sound heartless.
I'm not heartless.
Okay.
Not at all. Why does it matter if his name is Jin instead of Jim? Is it or rather, is the humanity of a worker in Beijing of less worth than the humanity of a worker in Cleveland? To be sure that there is nothing wrong with buying local, indeed, there is something beautiful about watching a local craftsman labor over furniture or a farmer harvesting crops, but there is simply no reason to stress when the furniture in your home or the food on your plate had to travel across a border to reach you. In fact, if we think about the conditions of the foreign strangers who made the furniture or grow or who had grown the food, and what it means to him to have the chance to do business with us, we ought to find plenty of reason to celebrate. Trade opens up opportunities to pursue a fulfilling, honest living and raises people out of poverty, and that should give us all a little peace of mind.
Well, when you think about it, think of coffee. I mean, isn't the majority of coffee grown outside of the U.S.?
Yes. So there's only one state in the U.S. where you can actually grow coffee, and that's Hawaii.
Right, because of the subtropical climate.
Yes.
And so, you know, how many coffee drinkers are there in the world? And we unfortunately have to import our coffee. I mean, are we not going to give the coffee growers jobs? Or are we not going to be able to enjoy our coffee?
Well, coffee's different.
Sure.
Because I can't grow coffee where I live. So, you know, it's okay to import coffee. But, you know, chocolates and
cars.
Well,
why don't you just buy coffee from Hawaii then, still keep it in the United States?
Well, because Hawaii is not big enough to make enough coffee for everybody in America.
Okay. I'm just saying that, you know, coffee is an example of just something that we still have to. We can't just keep everything local. We can't keep everything in the United States.
You know, depending on how far you want to take this buy local thing, are you only going to buy from people within your state, within your county, within your city, within your town? You know, how far do you take it? And for people that live in, say, Keene, New Hampshire, that's 15 miles from the Vermont border, then are you going to exclude ever going into Vermont to do business with somebody from the seacoast that's 2.5 hours away?
Or coming to New Hampshire.
Because, you know, they're part of your quote-unquote community because they happen to be within some arbitrary border that has been set up.
Sure.
We'll talk about this more in Hour 3 coming up after the news. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.